What another beautiful day in South Florida. David's off to Toronto. Welcome to the Rant Network. This is a podcast that we peel back layers on a multitude of topics without holding anything back. Here, we're all about the raw, unfiltered dialogue that serves as an outlet to voice opinions, exchange ideas, share experiences from every corner of existence. We're going to dive into other pop culture, politics, and quirks of existence, whether it's venting over life's daily frustration, like can't crossing the Golden Gate Bridge, or tackling bigger questions that shape our world. Get comfortable, because the Rant Network, we've got you covered. David, if you were in San Francisco trying to go across that illustrious Golden Gate Bridge, you may have had a problem. If you were in labor trying to get across the Golden Gate Bridge, you weren't making it to the hospital. If you were having a cardiac arrest, you were not getting to the Golden Gate Bridge. Why am I saying some of these absurd comments? Okay. There's a reason why. Because it's all true. You know, the First Amendment doesn't give you the right to block a sidewalk. You need a permit to actually protest. There are rules. What happened in Chicago, what happened in California, what happened by the airport, what's happening in cities across America. Even though it may be peaceful, chanting death to America, death to Israel, isn't free speech. And that's the funny thing. The people that are claiming they deserve free speech are the most restrictive people on the planet. Anyone that follows the Ayatollah Khomeini, the most restrictive class of people. In fact, I think they make communist China look like free America, if you want to understand the perspective. I am appalled at the democratic cities that allow the illegal disruptive protest to happen. And under law, they're in violations of so many statutes, I can't even begin to tell you. David, did I steal any of your thunder?
No, you didn't steal my thunder. Here's the reality of all this. This has nothing to do with the Palestinians. Yeah, nope. And this is where the funny part of it all is. Because there's this group that's been formed in many cities around the world. They're called the A15 Economic Blockade Group. And they're using this cause as a way to say they're going to disrupt capitalism. So it was not just in the four cities that you listed here in the United States. They were posting on social media over the weekend that on Monday, April the 15th, they were going to purposely stop capitalism. It included cities like Montreal and Philadelphia and other cities. Now, it didn't come through as they hoped it would. But these actions, these movements are nothing to do with the Palestinian. They're using this Palestinian cause as the excuse. They're saying that the global economy is complicit in genocide. This is their mindset right now. This is what they're going to do, and they're going to disrupt until they win. It reminds me of the people who went into art galleries and spray painted art to call for, you know, global, you know, the whole business of climate change. It's just a bunch of people who've decided that they are above the law. The law has no, you know, nothing to do with them, that they can disrupt at will. And don't you dare touch them, because they will film you. They'll post it on social media. They will embarrass you. They believe they're in power. Now, the problem is if you look at the cities in question, where these protests happen, can you tell me the political parties that those mayors are from, Stuart? I don't even have to ask you to look it up.
Democrat.
Because Democratic mayors across the U.S., liberal mayors in Canada and other places around the world, their base has become these types of groups. These socialist left-leaning groups whose only purpose is to cause havoc for you and for me. I want to tell you a couple of things. And this is the thing that just drives me crazy, Stuart, because these are the kind that you'll know who they are. Because these are protesters. If you look in schools, and you look on the Golden Gate Bridge, as you said, and you look at Wall Street, you look at other places, they're wearing masks. They don't want to be identified. Okay, you can't protest without being seen. Okay, number two, okay, all they want to do is cause havoc, damage, and ruin your lives. For what purpose? For what cause? Okay? And if you want, and this is what these mayors have, you know, tethered their horse to get elected. So do you think that these mayors have an incentive to go to the police and say, arrest them, take them away? Stuart, there's an incredible video on social media. It was floating around in France where the same thing occurred. People were lying across the road. And a rather hefty gentleman gets out of his car and starts dragging the protesters off the road. And they're yelling at him, you have no right to touch me. You have no right to touch me, but you have a right to disrupt my life. You have a right to lie down in the middle of the street because good human beings wouldn't run people over. But you know what? You're getting to the point. You're going to get to a boiling point where someone is going to get run over. Someone's going to get barreled over because you're creating this anger and this vitriol from people who are good citizens. They are law-abiding citizens, taxpaying citizens. They're fed up. They're fed up. By the way, these are also the same people yelling death to America. These are also the same people who are yelling, you know.
So in the United States, we have laws. And the Supreme Court has actually identified narrow exceptions to the First Amendment, including but not limited to speech that constitutes unlawful incitement, true threats, intimidation, discriminatory harassment. Some of these are very, very, very carefully identified. David, what is the first thing that happens when you say death to America?
Really, nothing. At this moment, nothing.
Is it hate speech?
Because as I got told last week by our fellow friend, our member of parliament, who I had a great conversation with, and I said, if you yell, you know, death to Jews or death to Canada, or in this case, death to you, he says, it's not hate speech, it's hateful speech. I said, that's legal speak. Like, that's BS. You could pass the legislation. And he said, no, we can't. And I challenged him, saying, you know, a democratic institution like what we have in Canada, the United States, can. If you define that as part of anti-Semitism, if you define that as part of hate, real hate speech, you can. And he didn't want to bite on that. And I think that this is where local mayors and, you know, governors and whatever, you look at the governor of Florida, look what he did, right? It's funny because everybody's commenting about him and saying, don't say gay, right? He passed legislation where you can't say gay, which is not true, okay? So why can't we pass legislation that says, don't say death to America, death to Jews, death to, like,
well, there's a law in the United States about burning the American flag, but I don't see anyone getting in the Democratic city.
It's petty crime, Stuart, and we're back to the same comment. Petty crime.
Yes. But again, misdemeanor, petty crime. You know, it's rules for me, but not for thee. You know, I would love everyone that got a speeding ticket on 8417 and call it the 417 Club to everyone who gets a ticket today to go to court and fight it. And when they get there, they should block the system up with 417 tickets. Why?
You know what, Stuart? I got to tell you. You know, the funny thing is when Antifa was starting their craziness and their violence and whatever, and when they were clamped down, it ended the violence, okay? Because until you start doing something, they'll push it further and further and further. Antifa and all these other organizations were waiting for the opportunity to come back and do this again. And guess what? You've got the Antifa of this world and other these crazy fringe movements, BLMs and the rest of them, who have hooked themselves to Hamas. Think about it, to Hamas, to drive their message. So this is who you vile at yourself. So these protesters, folks, that you're seeing on the street have nothing to do with Palestine. They're not interested in really in Palestine. They're using Palestine as their excuse to go out and protest, disrupt your life so that their agenda can be, you know, passed. You know, I mean, frankly, Stuart, it's hilarious to see that, you know, city leaders can go out and get rid of them. But it's work. It's an effort. But Democratic leader Stuart went out, and you know what they did so well? They cut funding to police. They made the police their enemy. And now when they need the when they should use the police, why should a police officer go into a protest and try to put in law and order in place? You don't want to. These mayors have created this havoc in these cities. This could be gone. This could be eliminated if mayors like Mayor Adams in New York and the mayors of Chicago and San Francisco and Seattle and all these places would literally do their job. But they're afraid of losing votes. They're afraid of being voted out in the next election. So they're letting them go. Bravo. You and I, law-abiding taxpayers, people, to hell with you.
David, to hell with them. We have been catering to the 0.01% for way too long. You know, the world population is 0.02 Jews. 25% of the world population is Muslim.
Say that again. Sorry.
0.2% of the world population is Jewish.
Oh, 0.2%. Yes.
25% of the world population is Muslim.
You're saying we have over 2 billion Muslims in this world?
Yep.
Okay.
How many Nobel Prizes, David?
Stuart, you're going down that path again. This isn't the point of the. I know what you're going to say.
It is the point. It is the point.
Okay. Now, I don't know how many. I don't know how many. But
okay. Two. How many Jews have the Nobel Prize?
Many.
Nearly 200. Now, you're looking at what's going on in these democratic cities. We're catering to the 0.2% of the population. But the number of laws being broken is inverted. The amount of the 0.2% breaking laws and breaking rules is overwhelming. And the amount of people that are on the other side, not so much. And what I'm trying to say is how the rules are skewed, and rules for me are not for thee. Issues having to deal with anything to do with a Jew or an hate towards a Jew is totally open game, no problem.
I will take you went to I don't want to call it an extreme, but you went to a certain measurement. And I think that this is the problem that I think that what they're going to, people in the United States and Canada are going to discover. And I've had this conversation with my friends over here. France let a lot of Muslims immigrate into their country.
It was their territory.
And there's a new there's a massive demographic shift in France because many Jews left due to crime, racism. We saw the Charlie Hebdo attack. We saw an attack at a kosher supermarket. We saw all these things where the police were not willing, were unable to, because it was overwhelming the crime and in many places in France. And they woke up the French government and said, how come we have such a massive demographic shift where we had peaceful communities, now we have crime communities, we had prosperous cities, and now we have welfare cities. And when they realized what happened, people who were positive for the economy, who contributed to the economy, which included Jewish people, left. And that's what you're going to have in the United States and Canada, is you're going to have a net loss because you're not creating, you're not putting in place from the beginning law and order, structure. I'm not saying all Muslims are criminals.
No, I would never say such a thing. Okay. Because you didn't let me finish. You interrupted me. What part of the Muslim group is Ayatollah bananas, David?
No, Stuart.
0.2%. Less than 1% of all Muslims believe in this insanity.
But you're right. But this is not the point. You're focusing on the Muslims. But the protesters, those aren't Muslims. Those are your lefties. Those are your hardcore lefties who have no interest in religion. There's no interest in peace, because if they were interested in peace, they would have called for a ceasefire from Iran. They would have called for Hezbollah to stop. They would have demanded Hamas to disarm. These are your socialist left-leaning haters. These are the people who've been waiting a long time to jump up and to yell at you and me for what their agenda is. This has nothing to do with Palestine. Don't get me wrong. Real people who are really protesting for what's going on get it. These people don't.
David, on that note, going to wrap it up. That's a wrap for today's episode. A huge thanks for lending us your ears, your eyes, spending a little bit of time with us. It's been a real pleasure sharing these thoughts and many other discussions with you over the last 3 years. We appreciate your support. It means the world to us. We welcome you back to the next engaging episode every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. Stay connected with us on social media. Check out David's awesome website because I give him all the credit for that. And if you have passion about a topic, send it to us, PM us, message us, friend us, follow us, share us. Your input's invaluable. Your contribution is immeasurable. And we love your curious minds and we're always open for a conversation. Join us next time for another rendezvous coming to you soon. David, any last sentences?
On that note, folks, have yourself a wonderful day.